Warren, good morning.
Morning to you, Brendan.
Eight events today. Field's reasonable enough for Moe. The rail stays in the true position. Another track we had, Mornington yesterday, where it can be a little bit tricky. Moe's another one where every now and then you've got to be on your bike a little bit earlier than you would be elsewhere.
Yeah, and I think with the track in the soft range, Brendan, I wouldn't be surprised to see them using quite a bit of the track. I've got the rail out 5 metres, so they must have worked quickly to move the rail out five.
No, rail is out five. My apologies there. I had a quick look at the previous rail. So we're out to the 5 metre position after the meeting there on Anzac Day where they raced in the true.
And I think they'll probably use a little bit of the track, particularly later in the day. That tends to be the pattern with Moe when it's in the soft range.
Steph Thornton not riding there today. We've got some changes for her. And Jordan Childs, of course, with his injury, a replacement for him in the first. We get it underway with a two-year-old. It's over the 1,114 metres. Scratchings here are 4, 9, 10, 11 and 14. Joe McNeil picks up the ride on number one, Bellows. Touch of Paradise, the Tab Fixed Odds favourite, $2.50. Celtic Rebel, $3.30. Wilmont Pass at $4.60. Titan I Am at $5.50. Bellows at 11. Touch of Paradise, narrowly beaten onto Boo Warren behind Kubrick. It's since gone to Sydney and won, and Titan I Am come through the same race on the fourth line of betting here, but Touch of Paradise, 250 in the opener.
Yeah, we're on soft ground here, and soft ground there for Touch of Paradise last start at Cranbourne, and as you've referenced, that form line through Kubrick I think is going to be the strongest form line, but a number of these debutants have shown good ability. I think a few of them will be better over further as they get deeper into their career. I'm going to go with number 12, Touch of Paradise, because despite the fact that beaten as a favourite last start first up, I think the form through that race now holding up well through Kubrick. And they did put up a gap on the rest of the field late in the race. So I'm with 12 header 2, Celtic Rebel, who certainly was strong through the line in a recent official barrier trial. Took a while to balance up, but loved his straight line speed late in that heat. Wilmot Pass showed really good tactical speed and ran through the line well in a jump out of Balnarring recently. And coming through that same race as Touch of Paradise is Titan I Am, who was also first up on occasion, would be fitter and get the earmuffs on here. But you know, I think has a little bit of ground to make up on Touch of Paradise on that first up run. 12-2-8-13
from Warren in the first race. Number two is a two-year-old and up maiden over the 1,214 metres. Scratchings here are 1, 5, 7 and 16. Pina is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite at $2.40. Falls, $3 for Ethan Brown and Mick Kent. Cassius, $3.90. Blazing Engine at $8. Out to Zipspur at 11. Punters identifying three of them at the top of the market through the early part of the betting in the second here, Warren.
Yeah, I'm pretty keen on one of them and perhaps a running double as a play of the day between this race and the next with a bit of insurance in both legs. But I like races 2 and 3 here. I think the favourites are justified favourites, and number 10, Pinion, was good first up, I think, and chasing Des Moines from the Moroney stable, who also ran well first up leading into that run and then showed some good fitness improvement. I think that's the right form line. Everything Des Moines done, Pinion's done to date has been very good, as is Des Moines, who beat her last start. I think with that run under the belt, I'm not that concerned about slightly wider barrier draws today. The crossover nose band and the tongue tie come off. I like her 10 Pinion. For me, if there's a danger, it's number 4 Falls, who has trialled up well enough, strong to the line in a jump out of Cranbourne recently. I think we'll be looking for further than 1,200 metres as she progresses through the campaign, but I think she'll be very strong late, and to me's the main danger. Then a couple from the Hayes and Davenick stable that have trialled up okay to resume, 11 Blazing Engine and 12 Cassius, but for me, they're more trifecta first four players. Keen on 10, ahead of 4, 11 and 12.
Race number 3 on the program is a maiden for the 2-year-olds and up. This one over the 1,623 metres. 9 is the scratching here. Tab Fixed Odds favourite. Black Bow Tie has been $2.60 down to $2.10, back out to $2.15 is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite, ahead of Moutonesque, who's at $5. $5 for Realism. Sasky Rain at $5.50. Pinquina Kalina at $9.50. Out to Hard Hat and Hammer, who's a $21 chance. But support for the favourite in the third.
Can understand that too. Two runs on soft ground and yet to yield a placing, but I think he's been okay through the line on both occasions. And look, you can mount a case to say he could have won a couple of his more recent runs, sometimes not having the best of luck, but maybe has that racing style. I think up to just beyond 1,600 metres here, ideal, and keen on him. 1, Black Bow Tie. Ahead of 11, Realism. I think if there's a danger, it's Realism with the winkers off and the blinkers on. And I think was good to the line in a pretty strong race behind Rock to Kafer at Sale last start. 12, Saskia Reigns. Two runs this prep have been okay. And 4, Mutinesque, freshened up back in distance with the blinkers on. But to me, it looks a very good race for Black Bow Tie. 1, 11, 12 and 4.
1, 11, 12 and 4 in race number 3. Race number 4 on the program is a maiden. This one over the 2,081 metres. 5 comes out. Rider for 7, Dolly Ann, is Nikita Berryman replacing Stephanie Thornton. Tab Fixed Odds favourite is a shorty. Green Ivy for Jai McNeil and King Keys, $1.25. And Fally Bell at $5. No effort at 10, 14 for Miss Boom. But Green Ivy, last time out, Warren, beaten under 2.5 lengths behind Wham and Tao. That's pretty good form lines for a maiden at Mowi on a Tuesday.
Yeah, even back to his run in the Stud Stakes last preparation, Brendan. It's an irresistible form line. He's at just about Winks odds, and he's not Winks, but he could probably win this, and you couldn't tip against him. I was with him a couple of times earlier this campaign to win his maiden, and he only failed narrowly both times to do so. At the odds he is today, I couldn't back him, but if he doesn't win today, I'm not sure where he goes. He's got the blinkers off. He's been placed on soft ground, and he's been out to this distance range previously, so it's not totally uncharted territory. And out of 2025 at Cranbourne last campaign, he ran okay. He should win 2 ahead of 8 in Fallibel, who I think is probably the obvious Quinella exacta horse. 11, no efforts, going okay, and maybe 3, Look West, who will be fitter for a couple of runs back this campaign and gets up in distance with a good stable with Brett Scott. But yeah, it does look the race for 2, as the market suggests. 2, 8, 11 and 3.
2 and 11 and 3 in the fourth race. Number 5 is an apprentices only race over the 1,214 metres. It's a benchmark 58. Scratchings here are 1, 11, 13 and 15. T.O. Nugent picks up the ride on number 2, Trouble Shot. Phoenix Global is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite at $3.90 ahead of Critical Reaction for Lewis German at $6. So White Michaela Claridge also at 6, as is a Judah for Lucy Dute. Contiller 8.50, Trouble Shot $9, Simkin at 10. Phoenix Global, the favourite, at $3.90 here in the fifth.
I can't find a lot of faults in the markets in these early races in particular, Brendan. Phoenix Global having its first start for Mick Kent, but a recent jump out was really encouraging, just held together and strong to the line, looked to have a bit in reserve in general, and there looks to be some speed in this race just off the top. But the apprentices races generally generate a bit of speed. He was a little bit off the speed in that jump out, but strong to the line. He's got the earmuffs off. He's been gelded since his most recent run on with 6 ahead of 10. So White, who's fit and in form. As I said, I don't think wider barrier draws are going to be as much as a disadvantage, particularly in the second half of the program. Number 12, Judah's come back well this preparation, just looking for that next win. Ran well last start. And 7, Contilla, fitter for one run back from a spell. 6, 10, 12, 7.
16, 12 and 7 in the first leg of the quaddie race. Number 6 on the card is another benchmark 58. This one over the 2,439 metres. Emergency's not required here. Put the pin through 11 through 14. Great Alpine Road for Lucy Dude and Bob Chalice, $2.90. One Danger in Devon, $3.50 for Jamie Mott, who had a four-timer yesterday. Pembroke Isle, $3.60. Mr Charisma, $6.50. Senior Elf tops the rest at 17. Great Alpine Road is the favourite here, and if the track stays in that soft range, he's got a really good record. He's really effective on the soft surfaces, Warren.
Yeah, look, I think she's flying. And I remember talking to Bobby Chalice at the races in the last couple of weeks. He was even perhaps a fraction disappointed with the win at Kyneton 2 starts ago. Thought she'd win a lot better than she did there, but then ran well and won at Mornington. Counterfires come out of that race to win. The former rounders holding up well. I think you need the top 3 horses in the market. The quaddies are a bit of a couple of wide legs and a couple of skinny legs for me today, and this is one of the skinnier legs. I'm going to go with 5, Pembroke Isle, just because out to this distance range at Cranbourne last start on soft ground, just dominated that race, and I think obviously up in grade here, but I'm going to go with her just ahead of Danger in Devon, who's going well this campaign. Also, as is Great Alpine Road, I don't think there's a lot between them, as the market suggests, and for me a gap to Mr. Charisma, next best. 5-1-2-3.
5-1-2-3, first leg of the daily double. The third leg of the quaddy, race number 7, is a benchmark 64 over the 11-14. Scratchings here are 2, 10, 11 and 14. This is a wide open race, this one. 9 Bells Banner at $5. Born Bad, $5.50. Make It Count, $5.50. Shimino at $6. Dr. Kodo at $7.50. Wildwood Jade, $8. Salty Kisses, $8.50. Elam at $9.50. Then Ripple Brook at $11. So all barring Ultimate Shock, who's a $51 chance, given some sort of a hope here in the second last.
Absolute laid-up leg of the quaddie for me, but I could play number 3, Shimino, each way. I just think there's a bit of a sense of timing about dropping in grade and coming into this race second up, following the run behind a very fast and promising horse in Not Enough Effort last start. Multiple winner on soft ground and gets the blinkers off with a visor and a tongue tie going on. I'm going to go with 3 each way, and you can certainly back virtually any horse in this race on that basis. 3 ahead of 9, Bells Banner, who's been terrific since joining the Dieter Clark stable and was just beaten by a slightly better horse who had the drop on Bells Banner last start. 4 Born Bad gets a few gear changes also, including the blinkers on, fitter for the most recent run. And 6 Dr. Kodo goes in. The winning chances don't end there. I put them in 3 each way, ahead of 9, 4 and 6.
3946 race number 7, last on the card, is a fillies and mares benchmark 58 over the 1623 metres. Scratchings here are 1, 2, 14 and 16. Jason Maskell on to 11. Tab Fixed Odds favourite 3, Jenny Veve 240, equal with Ruby Bridges. 9 reigning in Paris at 10. Amira Win at $12, Penthouse Kitten at $13, where not very often Damien Oliver will trek to Mowi on a Tuesday for 1 in a benchmark 58.
That's probably a very valid point, Brendan, and certainly worth noting, and obviously a good association with the ownership group, the Atobre family, and also with the Bright Oak stable. And look, I think Jenny V is the one to beat. You can mount a case that she should have won at Sale last start and was okay at Flemington in a much stronger race the start before. I'm with her. Rube Bridges is the one fitter for 1 run back from a spell, and the other one that I think you have to include as the market suggests, but I'm pretty keen on 3 ahead of 10, 9 reigning in Paris and 11 Manhattan Vixen at odds, maybe trifecta first 4 players, but the trim up leg of the quaddie for me, 3, 10, 9, 11.
Best value quaddie in a play for the program at Mowing today, Warren?
For me, the best. I quite like races 2 and 3, but I'm going to make race 2, number 10, Pinion, my best. For the value, race 7, number 3, Shimino. For the quaddie, first leg 6, 7, 10 and 12. Second leg numbers 1, 2 and 5. Loading up the third leg with numbers 3, 4, 5, 6, 9 and 13. And just numbers 3 and 10 in the last leg. And I'm going to play a running double through races 2 and 3 as my play of the day. First leg numbers 4 and 10. Second leg numbers 1 and 11.
Thanks very much, Warren. Good luck at Mowi today.
Thanks, Brendan.